So when I said, when I was thinking about the pop-up theory, they said, this mommy pops up. You want some candy? I'd offer it, Lamisa. And I offer, you don't have to turn off the tape on that. None of yours, is that?
I forgot.
Oh, you weren't taping it all. Okay. Oh, I thought you were turning it off. You didn't turn it on, you mean. Okay. So I open it up and it pops up, right? And open it up and it pops up. Pops up. So it was candy, Lamisa. So it was not really, it's, you know, it was instead of a nut one, it was a candy one. It's not as good as the first one, though, whatever. But it's an attempt. It was an attempt to replace it. But if you think about when you have a star, the Adam never pop up and testify in Basin. So this whole concept of Jewish Akira, you look at the piece of paper. Well, we are now, and you look at the signatures, Mr. X, we are now asking you when it was. You don't do that. They don't go to Basin at all. That's the power of a star. And that's what Reb Chaim says. You don't need Jewish Akira because Reish Lakish is did as if they're automatically interrogated. Yes? What is Reish Lakish? Adam Chasuma, a star. So you don't need it at all. You don't need Yishuv Chakira, and therefore you don't need Asman. That's Reb Chaim's answer. Beautiful answer. Starry Kinyan do not need Yishuv Chakira, he says. They don't. It's not need time to be interrogated. They don't go to Beis Din. They just sign in the Sofer's office. So that's the answer I want you guys to get. It's a very, very interesting answer. Halacha l'maaseh. But I want to point out to you, you obviously see that the Nuki Yosef held that was not true. No? Because the Nuki Yosef did not give that answer. What was the Nuki Yosef's answer? He said Afkinu. He had to come up with this fancy answer, Afkinu, and then we get stuck by Evan. Can't say Afkinu. You know what I'm thinking now for Evan Kanani? I would give the following terrors. I don't know what Chaim would say to this, but I would say Hefker Bezen Hefker. You know what Hefker Bezen Hefker means? You own Evan. He is like chattel. So maybe Hefker Bezen Hefker. And what do they say? Once you don't own him, the only problem is that won't help you with the Isser. Because when you own Evan Kanai, there's a Kenyan moment and a Kenyan Isser. You know what the Kenyan Isser is? An Evan Kanai can marry a Shifcha Kananis. If he's a Kohen, if he's an Evan Kanai of a Kohen, he can eat Truma. So it's not just a Kenyan moment that is your chattel, it's also a Kenyan Isser. But maybe you could say a Shtugel Torah, though, once you release the Kenyan moment, the Kenyan Isser goes away. But we don't really paskin like that. We paskin a two separate Kenyanim. It's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If you're Mafkir, Evan Kanai, is he Yapsel Cheiris? Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. It's later on in Gittin. Hefker takes care of the Kenyan moment, not the Kenyan Isser. You need the Star Shifra to get rid of the Kenyan Isser. Only Shmuel holds that the Kenyan Isser is built upon the Kenyan moment. And when you get rid of the Kenyan moment, the Kenyan Isser goes up in smoke. So that wouldn't answer according to all the Shittas. So we've got to think about it. I'm just pointing out that Rabbi Yosef didn't give that teretz, right? But it's a stark akasha. It's a kasha. How would the Rabbi Yosef answer by Star Shifra? Rabbi Chaim gave his answer. Okay. But the Rabbi Yosef did not give that answer. And we have to think to ourselves what he would answer for Star Shifra. Okay. That answers which one? 15, 16. Now we get to what Nate was asking. What is a sheet to note of Yehuda? You asked a lot of kashas in Seder, Nate, you know, that we're on today. Very good. What is the sheet to note of Yehuda? Legabi Eda Shiatafa Lazima, Legabi Eda Kushu Eda Gerish. What is this cloud? There's a famous cloud that Gemara mentions in Shas and Sanhedrin that every Edis, for lack of a better word in English, we made up our own word, has to be zomable. Zomable, okay? If you look it up in the Webster Dictionary, Gabriel, you won't find it. Zommable. It's not there, right? But we made it up. What is the Edis? Every Edis has to be caught by Zomim. If it can't be caught by Zomim, then it's bad. It's not good Edis. Because, you know, they have to have some, you know, checks and balances, right? Edis Shatal Yechalazima. And if they can be caught as Edim Zomim, you know what that means, Edim Zomim. Two Edim testify that in Manhattan at 8 a.m. there was a murderer in Times Square. What do you mean? You were with us in L.A. at 5 a.m., 3 hours before. You couldn't have testified that. So we give them reciprocal punishment. Zap back what they wanted to give out. Kasher Zomim. But every Edis has to be Zomable, that we can check you on that. So you have to be able to answer when it was, where it was, so we can catch you on that. If it's not Zomable, then it's not Edis. Because the Edis has to be checks and balances behind it, where I can catch you. So it comes out, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, no, to be Yehudas is an amazing thing. What happens when Edim say, I don't know? Call two guys in that testified on murder, and one of the Edim says, I don't know. I simply don't know. I don't know. In the Drisha Chakir is the same thing. Bidik is a separate. Let's say one of the Edim, they ask when it was, what it was, I don't know. What's it did? Throw them out. The Edim is bad. Why is the Edim bad? Because it's not zomable anymore. You, in order to pin down them to be zonable, they have to know what date it is, when it is. If it's not zonable, then it's not good. So if you plug that into 80 Kedushin and 80 Gerushin, what's the din? What do we do when we say to Shiatach HaLazima? We zap back then what they wanted to give out, yes? So if a guy testifies that Mr. X is a killer, what do? We kill the Aiden, yes? Well, what do you do when you're 80 Kedushin? Get married? Guy's single guy. What are we going to zap back then what they want to? Now you're married, sir. Now, God forbid, you're divorced. It's not, you can't zap back then what they want to give out. It's a great kasha. No? It's a great kasha. This is the kasha, the note of Yehuda. If it's true, Lamaisa, that you require Yedisha Dachalazima, what's the story here, Lamaisa? So you know what he says? You don't need it by any Kedushin, any Gerushin. You simply do not need it to be zomable. Like Tysus writes, you guys ever learn Makkas? The first Tyson Makkas has one terence that says that you do not need Yedisha Dachalazima by a case Yedis Ben Grushim and Chalutza. You know what Ben Grushim and Chalutza is? You make the guy a halal, right? What are you going to do? Zap back the guy? You're a halal now. What is he? Oh, he's a lady. It's meaningless to call someone a halal. So in such a situation where you can't zap back them, you don't need it. There's no requirement goes out the window. The requirement simply goes out the window. Okay? The requirement simply goes out the window. That is the note of Yehuda Lamaisa's Chiddush that I want you to get. So basically, the sheet of the note of Yehuda is that 80 Kedushin, 80 Grushin, you do not need 80 Shatal Yachalazim. Do not. Do not need it. That's what the note of Yehuda says. Okay, please get that sheet. Okay, that is number one. That is number 16. Yes, 16. That's 16. Please get that. Let's go to 17 now, guys. Number 17. What was the first kasha of the Beis Halevi on the note of Yehuda? Who's the Beis Halevi? The Rav's great-grandfather. He was named after him. Remember I told you that story? We need a kasha of the story too, right? Remember the story? What was the story? Right? You remember the story? When the when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and his wife gave birth to the Rav's oldest, Reb Chaim asked his daughter-in-law to name him after the Beis Halevi, to name the Rav after the Beis Halevi, Yosef Dov, and he's named after the Beis Halevi. She said, no. The minig is that the mother always has the choice of the name of the first child. So Reb Chaim said, I'll make you a deal. Name her after the Beis Halevi, name the Rav after the Beis Halevi, and then you can have the choice for all the subsequent children's names. She said, fine, deal. And that's what happened, okay? That's who the Beis Halevi is. The Beis Halevi is the great-grandfather of the what? Of the Rav. So Beis Halevi asks two kashas in the note of Yehuda. Number one, he says, so what? There's no punishment. You can't zap back to them what they want to give out, that you're now married, you're now divorced, or, you're a halal. Okay, so there's no such onus for that. That doesn't mean that the Eidus is good. You still need it to be what? To be zomable. For example, the Shach quotes of Balamor, Eidim that are zomim on the star, what's the din? They don't get a punishment, but the Balamor agrees that it's possible. So in other words, Eidus Shebishtar also needs Eidus Yatach HaLazima. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in other words, granted you can't, there's two dinim in Eidus Yatach HaLazima. Number one, the punishment. Number two, whether it's kosher or possible. So granted, the Lamaisa, that you might not be able to give the punishment, that doesn't mean you dispense with the whole requirement. You still need it to be, you be able to be caught and be zomable in order to possible their Eidus. Like we have the Balamor. The Balamor says there's no Hazoma by star. Like, let's say you caught Aiden, they signed on a certain star, and, you know, today on Wednesday they were in L.A., we proved it to them. We don't give the punishment back to them, but we still possible it. Same thing here. You might not be able to have a punishment, but we could possible the Aiden's getting the Kedushin. That's number one kasha of the Beis Halevi. I'm sorry. That's number one kasha of the Beis Halevi on the note of you. Number one. That's 17, 18. What was the second kasha of the Beis Halevi on the note of you? Number two, listen to this. Have you ever heard of the pasuk "Vitzikutz Atzadik v'Yeshuas Arasha"? What's the din? You get Malkus based on that. You get Malkus based on that. And what does Tosfos say in Malkus? In one day, that the fact that you're going to get Malkus serves as what? Serves as the punishment and makes it Eidus Atal Yochel Lazima. That's the second terence of Tosfos. So you can basically walk away and say that 80 Gittin and Kedusha do require Yedisha Tachal Azimah. Either number one, that you will not what? give out a punishment, but still apostatus if they weren't there. And number two, maybe there will be a punishment. What's a punishment? The punishment, the fact they lied. And they'll get Malchus for that. Yes, Gabriel.
The second one works a lot better, too, because from the first one, that nothing would stop them from lying. Meaning there's no punishment.
They're still going to have to do tshuva and shamayim. They lied. They might not. No one wants to be caught as Adam as being possible. But the bottom line is that the truth of the matter is that if there is what the malchus of Yitzhiku, that makes it Adashat Chalazim. In other words, you're making a good point. Even according to the first Teretz, Gabriel, it could be that you're given Malchus. The question is, the fact that you're given Malchus, does that make it Adashat Chalazim? That's what the second day in Tosis and Malchus holds. The first day it might say you get Malchus. No one denies you get Malchus. The question is, does that make it an Adashat Chalazim? That's the second day in Tosis and Malchus. You follow me? And therefore, if you say like that, don't get me wrong, you're going to get Malchus, but does that make it as a replacement punishment? It's a good kasha, but that's the terrors. Okay. What number was that? That's number 1819. What was the terrors of the kashas, the Beis Halevi of Nor Yehuda? And this is Me'ace. What's Me'ace mean? By the Bad Kodesh. Who's the Bad Kodesh? Rav Dov Beryl Parvarsky, who's the current Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovich, a great goan. He's the son of Rav David Parvarsky. Rav Dov Beryl, the Bad Kodesh. Okay, if you ever go visit or some visit Ponovich in B'nai Brak, you'll see he's a great Gon Rishiv, son of Rav David Parvarsky. So he wrote a sefer called Bad Kodesh, where he gives an answer to the note of Yehuda. These two, and he answers very sharply. What does he say? He says, when you talk about Adashim Ishtar, you don't need Jewish Akira at all, because Adam Sinai al pi the tzivuy of the Mishayev. They don't know when the Mishayev gives the Ishtar over and when the Maisa happen. The star helps because you find the star in the hand of the malva, the hand of the woman, the gets beyond Isha. There's a ride that was given. They don't know when it was given. They don't know when it was given. They don't know anything. So if they don't know anything, they signed the document. Therefore, there's no need for what? It's not Shaykh, the Adish Trishiv Chakira, to know when it was. They don't know. It's very similar to what we had said, Halacha L'maaseh, for Reb Chaim answering the Mukhi Yosef's Kasha. It's a very similar answer. So in other words, the Beis Halevi is hacking on the note of Yehuda, and he's saying, what are you talking about? Even if there's no punishment, it still should be possible. And number two, maybe there is a punishment, it's Malchus. The whole premise here, Kasha doesn't start. 80 Gittin and 80 Kedushin do not need what? Do not need Drishim Chakira. Why? Because they're in a get. They're in a form of a formal written document. There is no Drishim Chakira on that. And therefore, if there's no Drishim Chakira, no, you don't get to the requirement of what? Edishat HaChalazima. You don't need the whole thing. Edishat HaChalazima is born out of the fact that you need Drishim Chakira. You don't need Drishim Chakira by stars. So it's very similar to Reb Chaim's answer. It's kind of like the Bad Kodesh is using Reb Chaim's answer. Lamais, it's very interesting because you know what that means? That means the Bad Kodesh is using Reb Chaim's answer, who was the son of the Beis Halevi, to answer his Avos Kashas. The Beis Halevi had two Kashas on the note of Yehuda, so you're using the theory of his son. Beis Halevi, his son was Reb Chaim, to answer up those Kashas. That's basically what the Bad Kodesh is saying. Okay? Interesting. Okay. You know, Reb Chaim and the Rugger Chover were Chavrusas. I don't think we didn't say that. Reb Chaim and the Rugger, and they were, who are they? Who was the Rebbe? The Beis Halevi. Chaim's father, Lamaisa, okay? They once asked, I forgot the question, Lamaisa, it's interesting, Reb Chaim, they asked him once about the Rugger Chover, he says, a great gone, great gone, very Lamaisa, they were Chavrusas, okay. Vaita. All right, where are we at? Number what? That was 19. 20. Which case does Rashi say Reb Elazar argues in the Mishnah of Shlosha Gittin Tzuvah? Which case? Okay, let's get this clear, guys. Rashi Dirmask of Aha says he argues on the case of Kasim Savyan of Enel Avedim. That's it. Poligal Abachada. You guys remember that Rashi? Poligal Abachada, what Dirmask is it? I just said it, Lamaisa. Dirmask of Aha. Yes, Dirmask of Aha, he writes it to Farish. Lamaisa, there it is. I was supposed to get him. Chadme and I Enel Avedim. That's where he argues. Okay? Rabbi Lazar says, that case, Lamaisa, of Kosmos Chadel, of Enel Avedim, that's what Rebbe Elazar argues. Taisus, Dirmask Rebbe Elazar says he argues in the first and the third case. Kosmos Chadel, or the third case, you have Eid Echad, Yesh bo zman vein bo el eidecha. The first and third case he argues. Then answers number what? Then answers number 20 and answers number 21 as well. Taisus says he argues on the first and third. 22. What does the Rosh say on the Mishnah Pevavim Beis about Shloshe Kippim Psulim? So the Rosh in Pevavim Asosim and Zion says that Rav Elazar's motive by Get Shein Ba'alav Zman, which is which case? Which case is Get Shein Ba'alav Zman? I can't hear you. The Kosev Echsav Yodov Ein Olav Eidim. Right? Well, that's the first case. Second case is Yesh Olav Eidim Vein Bo Zman. Yes?
So,
right, that second case he agrees to. Correct what Nature said. Rabbi Elazar's motive, the second case, that it's possible. Even though you have Eidim Asira, but what are we worried about? We're worried about that what? According to Rabbi Elazar, you rely on the Eidim Chasim because of Tikkun Olam, because if they're Eidim Chasim without a date, there's a Chashash that he's going to what? Shemichapa, or the Chashash Peres, therefore he's possible, even if they're Eidim Asira. Now, what about Kosev Chsav Yodo? According to Tosis, it's possible because he can write the date anytime he wants. That's what the Rosh says. According to Rashi, it's possible because you might makshir k'sav sofer without Eidim Chasim. So Lamai said, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's kosher because you have Eidim Asira in the end of the day. So it comes out, one would have thought, Tosis writes, Rabbi Elazar argues on Kosev k'sav yodo, you have to say that our Tosis is cholik on that Rosh, Lamai said. That's what we wanted to say. Remember we wanted to say, Sarach Lomer Shetais Cholkin ala Rosh, and that's what Nate you were referring to. The Rabbi is Cholik also on the case of what? Ein Bo Zman. Which bo case is Ein Bo Zman? That's the second one, no? Yeah, Yeshulav Ein Bo Zman. So we had a Cheshbon that maybe according to what? Maybe according to Tosis, you'd be arguing all three cases. Please get that down. We had that Lamaisa that could be that Tosis Cholik on this Rosh. And it could be that Tosis might hold that he would argue in all three cases. First we said two, first and third, but after a cheshbon, this cheshbon, it came out that what? Three. And that's what you were referring to the other day. Remember I said I wasn't sure? Right. So I was wrong and Nate was right, okay? Because we did have the cheshbon and we did say that what? We did say at the end of the day when you have a cheshbon, it could be that Tosis is saying he argues in all three, okay? First glance, it was what? First and third. But after you do this judgment comparing to the Rosh, it would come out that maybe he argues in all three. Excellent. Very good, Nate. Okay. What is that answer? That answer is number what? 22, 23. What is the Beis Yosef say b'shem the Rashbam? Because from one of us, look at the Mishnah. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashbam of Avashra, Akufa Yemezin, because from one of us, there are Belazar's Makshir on a get that has no date. You got me? They show us the quotes of Rashbam and Gosmonos that Rabbi Elazar's makshir also on a get that has no date. Okay? Get that has no date is the second case, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah? If I'm not mistaken, no? Yeah.
Could it also be the first case?
Well, you're right. It could also be the first case, but it's explicit, Nate. It says, Yeshalav Ein Vein Bo Zman. Yes. So, the Beis Yosef actually quotes Rashbam and says that's fine. Now, what's the Hesber? The Gos Mamonios says, because according to Blazer, we're machtim the Eidim Shim Tikkun Olam. So it gets kosher with Eidim Asira Bilvad. The Rabbanu were not misakin apostle a get their rechosim without a date. Because Minatar is kosher without Eidim Asimim. So it comes out, Lamaisa, Rashbam writes, according to Blazer, it's kosher without a date because Eidim Asira, you can rely, they can come and testify when the date was. So it comes out, according to this, we dug up a sheet to the Rashbam and Gosmonios that say Rabbi Elazar's makshir that second case explicitly. Because why? Because it gets kosher anyway, they in Mesirah. We're not going to apostle a get that sign without a date because we don't really care about signatures at all anyway. And the Rashbam says that they'll come forward, they in Mesirah, and tell us when the get is. Okay, fine. So that's an explicit sheet in Rishonim, what he actually says about the second case. We were making a whole cheshbon and everything. We thought that Tosis would be cholik on the Rosh and would say that what Tosis also holds, that it's kosher, but we dug up a sheet that says Beferis that he says it's kosher. Okay, so that even is machazik what we had said that Rabbi Elazar argues in all three cases, because there's a sheet in Rishonim that says that. Yes, go ahead. Well, we're going to get to the Kozunish. We're going to get to that. Yes, go ahead.
If we're going to say that Rabbi Elazar is mother everything, even if the Edus, are going to be bad,
There's no date.
So, if they're going to say that, then those people would have to hold that that there's no way that you could be the Baal of our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah. So they have to be holding that, that it's for you, that's not another lesser. But the Envy, man, I'm saying that you care about him,
you tell me. No, you tell me this is dealing with the Mishnah Pei Vav Bei, Shloshkim Tzum, not our Mishnah.
Sure.
Our Mishnah and that Bei is different. This is just focusing on Shloshkim Tzum.
Pei Vav is way later than our Mishnah.
I know, but he's definitely not the Tana Kama. It's Rabbi Elazar in that Mishnah. We said that. He's either Ramei or he's another third Tana. That's on Pei Vav Manav. We did that Rashi inside.
But I'm saying, but you can't say Rabbi Elazar in that Mishnah is holding that we don't care about Mizuk Mitoho, and then in our Mishnah, he's now...
Not Mizuk Mitoho. The fact that it has no date doesn't shop. That doesn't shop as Mizuk Mitoho. I'm glad he asked that kasha. Great kasha. You see, it's not. It's a good horror. With the examples of Mizuk Mitoho are Krovim, guys that are Psulim, guys that sign Shalom Lishma, but not a lack of Tzman. Excellent. Very good. 23 is what? 23 is the sheet of the Beis Yosef, B'Shem, the Rashbam, and goes Mamonios. That save the Pharisee or Belazar's Maksha the second case. Because you have Adam Asira. We don't care about the fact there's no date. So we dug up a Shita that actually says what we were positing that Tysus argues and says that all three cases are kosher of Belazar's eyes. Okay? That's 23. Very good R as well, Binyam. Excellent. 20. That's 23. 24. What does the Rambam and the Rabban hold on the Mishnah? What do they hold? Please get it. You know what they hold? They hold like the Rush. They show us the quotes of Rambam and Rabban, who's Cholek, that Rabbi Elazar's Moda, that Rabbi Elazar is Moda that by a get to what? Rabbi Elazar's Moda that by a get that has no what? That has no date. What's the din? Rabbi Elazar's Moda that it's Puzzle. And therefore, Kasev Iksav Yodo is Puzzle after Rabbi Elazar. Okay? So I'm sorry. Again, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, Rabbi Elazar's Moda, the get that has no Zman is Puzzle. Like the sheet of the Rush. Please get it down. That he is in fact what? He's moted at the second case. He's not cholek and says that it's kosher. That is the sheet of the Ram and Ramad like the Rush. Okay. That's 24. 25. That leads us to now what Nate asked with the Chazanish. Chazanish had an amazing sheet to which we really have to work on and look up. But he says an amazing thing. He thinks according to Tosis, Rabbi Elazar's moted all three cases that the get's possible. That's what he says Tosis says. We said Fakir. We said Tais argues in all three cases. He says the only time Rabbi Elazar says it's kosher is when what? When exactly, when there's absolutely nothing on the get. It's like you have three cases and Rabbi Elazar says, I'm going to add a fourth case and say that fourth case is kosher. But all the previous three cases, I agree with you that it's possible. Meaning that according to Tais, a get that has no Zman, Rabbi Elazar's motive that it's possible. And that's why custom of Sav Yodo is possible after Rabbi Elazar because you can write any date you want. How does that fit in that words of Tosis? Very, 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 very mechudish. How's that possible? Poshim Shad in the Tosis de Masko Rabbi Elazar, Tosis de Masko Rabbi Elazar is saying the Pharisee that he argues. That's the Poshim Shad, Lamais. But please, nevertheless, get that down, Lamais. That's what the Chazanish writes in Simon Kuf Gimel, Sid Kafei. If you go through that Tosis, Chazar, that Rabbi Elazar, second to last, actually the third to last one, seems like Lamaisi is saying that Rabbi Elazar argues. But Lamaisi, he's suggesting that, no, he just has a fourth case where he says kosher, but he agrees with the other three. Okay, very good. We have to think about that. 20, that's 25. 26. What does the Ramah say? Legabe the din of Edi Kedushin, legabe Tabas, legabe the ring, the Eksa Mekusha Laran, the Hezra Shalah, Shita Zarif. What do you mean the ring? Yes, Nate. So it comes out, remember I said whenever you're eating Kedushin, you gotta get into your mode of being a rebounder. You gotta box out, right? You gotta learn how to box out. You know, people that want to know how to rebound properly in basketball
have to boxing in.
You just don't jump for the ball because someone's gonna what? Someone's gonna get in front of you. You have to know how to what? Box out, right? Right? If you properly know how to box out, you can box out a guy who's 6 inches higher than you and you can get the rebound, right? There's an art in being able to box out people to get a rebound. So, Lahavdil of Abdullah's, you need to learn how to do that to box out the photographer. Because the photographer thinks that he's the most important person to get the picture. But you are the most important person to make sure that you have what? You have Adis on the Kedusha, where you see the ring given from the Chosin put on her finger. Not that you see the what? The ring on her finger after it was put on. And you don't see the mice of the giving over the ring. Because the photographer got in front of you and what? And messed you up. Okay? And disallowed you from seeing it. That is improper. And who says this chiddush? This is the chiddush which I want you to know of the Ramah, in the name of who? In the name of the Rashba. That the Eidei Kedushin must see the what? Ring put on her finger, mamish. If they see it afterwards on the woman's finger, they didn't see it in the Mesiris of the Bas, it's not a good Kedushin according to Ramah. We don't go based on any what? Hachakas or Umdinus or any assumptions or you know, evaluations. We do not do that. They have to see it from today, Aleph till Tav. This is the Shita of what? The Shita of the Ramah in Simon Membe Sif Dalad Ibn Ezra. Hilchos Kedushin. Quotes in name of who? The Rashba.
Otherwise
it's puzzle. Otherwise it's Ma'ake. This is the din. He says, Einim Kudashis. Okay? Tremendous Chiddush.
The case is very similar to the Maran Shit's question when it comes to a get that's written and the chashash that the wife steals it, meaning the whole process is not.
Yeah, that's a little bit more. That's a little bit more extreme, Binyamin, because she's mamish. You know, there was no get here. Here, at least, there was an attempt to what? Attempt to have the kedushin. The problem is they didn't see it properly. Okay.
That could be.
But it's much more less possible. But to the degree the Ramah writes, it's possible. Now, how is this connected with the Ron's Hezber and the Rif? So we know, what's the Rif Shita? You guys got to know this. This is, again, being with questions. What is the Rif Shita by Eidei Mesira? Come on, guys. What is the Rif Shita by Eidei Mesira? Ah! Right? What does Af mean?
Either or.
But we had two Hezberim in the Rif. Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ron. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Kipshuto, it's either or. Like they just said. Right? And the Rush asked on the Rif, Lamai says, then why do you need what? Why is it L'Chachila? Does it work with Eidei Chasim alone? Right? Why does it work with L'Chachila? Lamai says, Rush asked on the Rif, L'Chachila, you need to have Eidei Mesira. Why? Lamalil L'Chachila made it. If they're both either or, why is it? So then we had the Rabbeinu Ephraim's shot was the first. Then the Ron had a different shot. What was the Ron's shot? The pop-up theory. Hakova Hashanasa, meaning that we assume that once there's what? Eidei Chasima, that's an affirmation that there were Eidei Mesira. That's an affirmation that Eidei Mesira. But L'Chachila, you should really have Eidei Mesira there. Right? You should really don't rely on Eidei Chasima. But the function of Eidei Chasima means that we assume there were Eidei Mesira. So, in other words, the way I think you could say the two Pshat or Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ron, is it a pure app? You know what I mean by pure? Pure meaning that Eidei Chasima are just as good as Eidei Mesira, and they work on their own. That's what I mean by pure. That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. Or do you say it's kind of like a watered-down version of Eidei Mesira? Because it's not really Eidei Mesira. There were only Eidei Chasima, and Eidei Chasima affirmed that there were Eidei Mesira. So that's like a good way. Is it pure, or is it more watered-down? But how is the Ron's shot that it's watered-down similar to this? Because exactly like Binyamin said, where do you think the ring came from? What? It fell down from a gadget? There was a gadget on the top of the roof of the wedding hall that fell down on her finger. Or there was a magician that was hiding behind the chuppah that put it on her what? Put it on her finger. Well, how else do you think it got there? But the bottom line is that what? You didn't see it. The same thing is that they're Eidei Chasima. They pop up in a sense of what? The pop-up theory and affirm that there was Eidei Mesira. So that's how this is connected. If you hold like the Ron shot in the Rif, why is it not a good Kedushin? Why is that not a good Kedushin? Why is the Ramah so adamant in the name of the Rashba? It's not a good Kedushin. You didn't see the ring. Give it over. Who cares? You know for sure it's off slant. It was 100%, 99%, 100% that it didn't come from a gadget on the roof of the wedding hall. It didn't come from the magician hiding behind there. It came from the chassan putting on her finger. Just you didn't see it. So if the Ron can say that for the Rif, for the mechanics of Eidei Chasima, to affirm Eidei Mesira, why can't it work here? That's the kasha of who? That's the kasha of the Ksos HaChoshen. Okay? That's 26. That's how it's connected with the Ron's Hezber, the Rif. The Ksos says, if the Ron said that for the Rif, why is the Kedushin not good? That's what he asks on him. Ksos quotes the Tumen, the great Rav Mordechai, Rav Yenizin Aibchitz. He asks Lamaisa, how could this be? That it's not good, Lamaisa. The Xos quotes a Ran who says it's good. He quotes from the Raya from the Ran, that he says Eidei Chasima. So why is it bad, Lamaisa? What'd you say? You mean the more? Okay, you're right. But he's asking Lamaisa Lechura Pipashtis. It should work, Lamaisa. It's a good horror, Nate. But that's the kasha, Lamaisa, that the Xos Lamaisa brings a raya to the Ran that she's mikudeshes on Lamaisa for this halacha. Okay. Now does anyone? That's number 26, 27. Who's the sheet of the Mordechai in the case of the ring? You know what he says? It's good. He argues on the Ramah. And we say it's good. We paskin it's good. We would never say she's not married. We paskin against the Ramah. We paskin the Beis Shmuel quotes the Mordechai and says that ring case is good, the Kudeshes is good. The Xos asks on the Mordechai, Lamai says, why is it good? You didn't have Adam see the ring. So the Xos says, well, according to the Ran, it works. According to the Ran, it works. According to the Ran, if the pop-up theory works, let it work here by Kiddushin too as well. Nate, you're saying good. Maybe the Ramah would respond and say, I don't hold like that. Maybe, first of all, I hold like Tosfos Dafka, and maybe I hold like the Rabbeinu Ephraim's Hesber in the Rif. Two things I can respond back. But you're right, Lamaisa. But we paskin alecha maisa that the photographer case is good. It's a good Kiddushin. We don't hold like the Ramah. Okay? We don't hold like that. But if you have a responsibility, you're aiding to don't let them boss you around. Sometimes they're very bossy. Oh, I'm being paid thousands of dollars. How dare you get in front of my what? In front of my picture? Forget about it. Don't even respond. Just don't listen to them. You have to see the ring. You look down. You look at it carefully. You know it was paid by the chassan, Lamaisa. You know you're not related to the other aid. There's a bunch of questions that have to be asked to the aid in Lamaisa.
Also, the ring thing is...
By the Masada Kedusha. One of the things also some Masada Kedusha do... One second, Gabriel, as you say, Hirhuri Tshuva. What do you mean, Hirhuri Tshuva? You want to make sure that if you've done something of error in your life, you're being Mahar, you're asking Hashem for Tshuva, Lamaisa, you're a kashan. Now, you have to use your seichel. I don't think I told you this once. I once saw a young Rav, Masada Kedushin, and he tells like an 80-year-old Rav, you know, Hirhuri Tshuva. Can you imagine a chutzpah of that? You tell an 80-year-old Rav, Tom Achach, who's coming up with a Kedushin, and this young guy says to the Rav, Hirhuri Tshuva. You don't do that. You say that to guys. You don't do it to Rabbanim. Say that the guys are going to be able to use your Hirhuri Tshuva. You follow me? You got to use your seichel. I couldn't believe it, Lamaisa. Okay, you got to use your seichel. Like Rav Cohen always says, there's a fifth Shulchan Aruch. There's four Shulchan Aruch. There's only four. Well, there's a fifth. You have to use your seichel Yasher. I'm sorry, Gabriel. What were we going to say?
No, I was going to say the Ran.
Yes.
The ring theory, that's like the more, that's the Mafreya, as opposed to the Ran, where the Chesima comes first.
So it's not the Mafreya. It's not Mafreya. I understand, but you're making an assumption that he did it. It's not a Mafreya. It's not a Mafreya. You're assuming that he did it right. He did do it. You just didn't see it. You're not saying Mafreya. Okay? I understand what you mean, but it's all affirmation that it was done properly. Okay? The Chesima are assuming the get was given properly. The guy that saw the ring now on her finger assumed the Chesim gave it to her properly. Okay, that's number 27. 28. What does the Avdalim say to Shem the Chuvus Ma'arik Lagami Pnei HaKal V'chusim Lagamri? Many Hasidim have a minute that the woman, the Kal, wears a very thick veil. You can't even see her. They open it up to see who she is right before the Kedushin. But many Hasidim has a very thick veil, very, very thick. In fact, I know a big time Chachman won't agree to Masada Kedushin unless she wears a veil. Okay, that's his choice, a big time Chachman. But Lamaisa, one of the guys in the shul's daughter, the father's upset. I said, why are you feeling upset? If that's what the chassan wants to choose, this Rav Masada Kedushin, that's his minig. So don't be upset about it, Lamaisa. Okay, so what happens though, that it was so thick, the Edom only really saw her after the Kedushin. So they didn't know it was her at the time of the Kedushin. What do you say about that? So the Avnei Milum quotes the Tshuvas Ma'arit, you know what he says? Not good. Kedushin is possible. Amazing, no? Kedushin is possible. They didn't know who she was at the time of the Kedushin. Yes? So that's considered to be that they didn't see a Kedushin. They didn't see a Kedushin. This is what the Avdimim quotes the Chuvus Ma'ari, where the Pnei Kal is Bechusa Lagamri. They didn't only see her after the Kedushin, forget about it. You don't know if she was the one at the Kedushin. Maybe there was an imposter there. Maybe it was an imposter. So the Avdimim says, you know what? Please get this. The Avdimim says, this question. The Avdimim says, no, I don't think you're right. If you hold like the Ran, 80 Adi is enough. We wrote it on the board, I think. It's called Eidi Yediyah. If we didn't write it on the board now, we'll write it now. If we don't write it on the board then, Eidi Yediyah. Basically, Eidim of knowledge of circumstantial evidence. Eidi Yediyah. The Ron says, I disagree with you. If the photography case is good, the collar with the thick veil is just as good. And therefore, it's a good kedusha. Okay? And we would hold like that, halacha l'maisa. Because they knew afterwards, so what? Eidi Yediyah is enough. I'll give you another reason. What is the reason of Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar? To make sure that it's what? Higher level that can be clarified and no one can contradict them. Eidi Yediyah is enough. What's the whole point of Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar? What are the two smartest? To have a high level of what? Clarification. Or to create an environment of a high level of das. If you say that the first shot to have a high level of clarification, right? That high level of clarification is going to be there with Eidi Yediyah. They're going to deny someone. They're going to deny someone who tries to deny it. No one will be able to deny what they saw. Okay, that's 28. 29. What is the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger, Lagavi, Eidu Shabbat, Luxus, and Balaku? That's what you're asking me also in Seder, Nate. Ready? So we said on Dalar Mat Aleph, we said that there's a principle of what? Mizuv Mitocho. That Eidim sign on it, if it's Rabbi Lazar, Lamaisa, if you guys want to close the window, we can close. It's a little cool now, no? Yeah? It's a little cool. You want to close it, we can close it. Yeah?
Focus on the title.
Then Lamaisa, and then we can open it later, we start eating Lamaisa. Oh. But whatever, the warm latkes that Binyamin warmed up for us, Lamaisa. Yeah? You got, you have applesauce and sour cream with it, or no?
I have applesauce.
It's okay, don't worry. Don't need either. We don't need either. All we need is a lactis straight up. Very nice of you. Did your wife help too?
I did this all before she got back yesterday.
Wow, it's very nice. We're all very appreciative to you.
Well, what a guy.
Okay. It's very nice. What do you have? Very nice of him.
Serious.
Yeah. You're not being sarcastic.
No, I'm right? Sure.
Okay. Okay, we're very appreciative. Okay, listen to this. So the Gemara said on Gimelum, it said the Farish on Gimelum and Alf running out of Gimelum base. Man tana de boy ksim lishma boy ksim lishma. Right? So if it's Reb Meir, yeah? If it's Reb Meir, we said we require what? Ksim lishma, ksim lishma, we don't require. So we said the following. Amazing kasha. Rabbi Kiveger asked like this. Please get it. Rabbi Kiveger asked, according to Shmuel, in Gittin Pei Vavim Beis, ksav sofer ve'eid is what? What is the din of ksav sofer ve'eid? It's kosher. Because we treat it like 280. So if Ksav Sofer V'Eid is good, that means one of the 80 Aged is what? Is a Ksivus HaSofer. So even if you don't write Lishma, even if he doesn't write Lishma, it should be what? If he doesn't write Lishma, it should be like Echad Karav Apostle. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? According to Rabbah, who's the Tana requires Ksivus Ksim Lishma, why don't you say it's Reb Meir? And you should say it's Reb Meir, and you require Chasim Lishma, and Ksivus HaSofer has to be Lishma, so he won't mess up the other 80. Isn't that an ingenious kasha? The Gemara says, why, Rabbi Kiveger asks, why can't you just say it's Reb Meir? Reb Meir requires chasim lishma. Why do you need chasim lishma? Because if the sofer is considered to be like an aid, sav sofer ve'aid is kosher, according to Shmuel. And therefore he better write it lishma. Because if he doesn't write it lishma, it's going to blow up all the aid. Aid is shabbat l'ksas abot l'kula from Makkas, Nafam and Beis. So why didn't the Gemara say that? Gemara, if it's a Reb Meir, all you need is chasim lishma. What do you mean? According to Shmuel, you need chasim lishma too, because ksav so Reb Meir is kosher. That's the bomb kasha Rabbi Kiveger has, a great kasha. If you assume ksav so Reb Meir, now you could say like Nate wanted to suggest, maybe ksav so Reb Meir is possible. That's maybe what the Gemara is holding. But the Gemara didn't make any indication of that. Seems like the Gemara is according to everyone. So if you go ksav so Reb Meir is kosher according to Shmuel, why don't you have this problem? Remember we said if you have 180 and one of the guys is a mass murderer that blows up all the Eidim. Eidu Shabbat Luxus HaBalakul. I only need two Eidim. I don't care. All the Eidim. So that answers number 29. 30. Yes?
Okay, well, it's the same way we do by a Kedusha. We like nullify everyone else that they can't be Eidim. Okay,
right. So that's because the Chassan appoints these two Eidim as includes everyone. No one does that here by the get.
But again, you're saying you're going to be. We have to appoint the Eidim by a get.
No, but no one does that. I understand, but no one does that. It's automatic. In a case where it's automatic, you have a problem. You're right, you could do that, but no one does it. So the Ksav Sofer is automatically an aid. It's great kasha. That answers number 29. It's good, smart, but that's not done. That's 29. 30. What's the teretz of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and what do we add on to this? What does Rabbi Akiva Eiger answer? The only time you say it is Shabbat Sasak Balakula Benji. The only time you say Baila Shabbat Sas Benz, Benz. Baruch Hashem. Eiger Shabbat Sas Balakula, you're only possible by what? What are you only possible by? What's the only time you say it is Shabbat Sas Balakula? By Apsula Guv. The guy's a murderer, a gambler. The guy's a Karov. He's a Ganav. That's the only time you say it, Lamaisa. Not a psul in the what? Content. That the guy didn't write it lishma. That's not a psul significant in his gavra. So what do we add on to that? What did you say? Only a car, exactly. So what Divi Yecheskel and the Stifer pointed out, that's against Tyson Hedgen. Tyson Hedgen and Malav Bez is one of the Adams says, I don't know. What's the din? We throw out all the Adams. That's in the content. So we said that must be the Rambam argues on Tysus. They're going with the Rambam. You have to say Rabbi Kiveir is going with the Rambam. The Rambam holds in Hilchos Eidos, Pirkei Avos, Halacha Gimel, that if one guy says any other day, just get rid of him. He doesn't passel the other eight. Okay, that answer number 30. 31. Give two other terutzim to this kasha.
Ben,
yes?
It's not absolutely good, but it's also not absolutely content. The content is correct. It's just that the das is
It's not absolutely in the content, though. You don't inform it. There's nothing problem with psula goof.
It's not even an issue of the content. It's the method of delivery.
But it's not a psula goof. That's what I'm saying. It's in the content. You don't know the answer. It's not a psula goof. That's the answer. It's in the content. And not knowing information is in the content. It is the content. Okay, what's the second tariff? Okay, the 30, that's 30. 31, give two other terutzim. So the Stifler, I'm sorry, Rabbi Chanan and the Divi Yecheskel and Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky answer like this. Lishma is a din in the kashas again, not in Agadah's Eidos. The fact that the Sober didn't write Lishma is not possible in Eidos Hasima. Bidin, and him said, Achan Akar of Apostles. It's not Kashur La'edis, not Eidos. It's what's needed for the get. So that's not something of Eidos, that the disease is the Eidos. Doesn't disease the Eidos, not Eidos. Okay, that's the second terrace. Third terrace. Divi Yecheskel and the Stifler say, Stam Sifri Stam Sforum's Migmer Gmiri. Dokshas is the garbage can case. Yes, or that the Sofer's writing practice. You can't passel based on what? Because the Sofer wrote the Adim. You can't passel the because Ksivas the Sofer's Adim Shechasmu. Because the Sofer Bichlal is not testifying Adis. The Sofer wrote what? Wrote it for another couple, or he wrote it for practice, and they didn't sign because the husband asked him to sign. Yes? So therefore, what's the answer? The Och Shash is here is a concern that what? It doesn't connect. In order for you to say the Shabbat, they have to be testifying the same thing. What do you mean? The Sofer's in one department, was for another couple, it's a completely different couple, or it was for practice. It doesn't become locked in or integrated with the Adam that signed on the get before the husband. Rabbi Kivego asked the Kasha, must have said that the Adam signed on the same get that the Sofer, we call that Adam. As long as they sign on the same piece of paper, they become integrated. But you can break that premise. This is the answer of the Divi Yecheskel, the Stifler, Lamaisa, give this answer. Okay. That answer is number what?
31.
32. What is the answer of the Chazanisha? What do we add on? Chazanish said an amazing thing. What happens if you get that one eight is signed on it? The Sofer knows that when he signs that eight, he's going to be what? He knows when he writes the get, he's going to be counted as an eight. You need Kavana to be an eight. It's not automatic. But when two eight are signing, he had no Kavana to what become an eight. He's just writing the text of the get. He's writing the body of the get. You need Kavana to be an eight. You can't just stop being an eight automatically. That's the whole question in Rishonim, we said, in Makkos, and Davav and Meralf. You need Kavanah to be an Eid. Chazanish is assuming you are. At a Chasana, you just brought up in Yama, the Chasana says, oh, I want to appoint Eidim to the exclusion of everyone in the room. Everyone in the room does not want to be Eidim, so what are you worried about? So some say you become an Eid automatically. You follow me? You could get out of that, usher, you just dropped. You just dropped a piece of paper. Some might say you didn't have Kavanah, don't worry about it. But that's what the Chazanish said, beautiful. What do we add on to this? We said Rabbi Kivager seems to hold this svara too, but he says the stemis of Dibre Poskim are not mashma like that, and they hold it's automatic. So we Baruch Hashem and Mechaber what we just said now. Rabbi Kivager says Lamaisa he understood what the Chazanish was svara, but he seems to say the Poskim say automatically become an aid. You don't need the kavana. So the Chazon Ish is assuming not that way. That answers which one? 32. And lastly, number 33, okay, what is the Teretz of Gaon Rav Naftali Trop? Let's get it. He was a great Gaon, he said a shir, was Rashiv in the Rashiv of the Chavetz Chaim, the Holy Chavetz Chaim. The Holy Rav Naftali Trop says like this. He says, only when the Baal signs an Eid Echad, do we assume the Sofer is an Eid Echad, he wants him to be an Eid. But when the Baal signs two Eid, the Baal has no wanting that the Sofer to be an Eid. Even if the Sofer is Mechavid to be an Eid, you're not an Eid. And he doesn't apostle to other people. The Baal is the one who controls who's going to be the Eid. That's totally an Ambig Machlaik is Toysis and Dathesim Beis, Chavbezim Beis. When the Eidim sign, are they signing for Shlichus of Baal? Not everyone agrees with that. Maybe the Eidim are signing because of Lishma. If you assume the Eidim are signing Shlichus of Baal, then you understand this Teretz very, very well. If you assume it has nothing to do with Shlichus of Baal, then automatically you become integrated. So that's why you don't say Eidim Shabbat and Shabbat Lakul. Please get those five Teruts in this Kasha. Okay? Let's stop here, and we'll have the Mesiba now, and we'll have Divya Torah and Zmiris. Oh, sorry we can't have live music.